Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. If you are tuning in on the radio, or you are tuning in on my podcast, or you are streaming for wherever you are, I'd love to get a text from you and just let you know that we're thinking about you, and these shows are for you. And so give us a text or an email or a phone call at 805-419-0008. I want to know who I am lifting up this morning and starting your day in a positive way. Again, I do want to remind you that our podcast is The Kim Pagano Show. You can stream us at kvta.com, and you can find us all the way through our social. I always start our show with something uplifting, and today's is success is not found in the absence of challenges, but in the courage to overcome them. And joining me, my first guest, I'm really excited to kind of just share this with all of you, is I had my first healing with Daniel. He's been coming on our show. He's an incredible sponsor to us, and I really just recommend you listening today. And there's going to be a little giveaway at the end, so definitely write down our phone number, take his website, and of course, we're talking about Daniel Stather. He is a certified life coach, energy healer, intuitive visionary who helps people awaken them to their own evolution. And that's it. We all have our own evolution. We rise individually at different places. And I always say, stay in your own race, stay in your own lane. We can't be competitive with other people. But if this is you and you want to live an abundant, fulfilling, rewarding, respectful life, definitely listen in right now. Daniel, welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Kim. It's great to be here. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah. You know, I thought this would be kind of a really cool thing to be talking about because, you know, people say they're healers, but in energy healers, we all have energy. You could walk in a room and feel that vivacious energy, or you could be like, oh my God, what's going on in here? You know, that feeling. And so what does it take to be an energy healer?
Well, it takes a lot of time, dedication, money, and effort. I went 2 years energy healing school to begin with. And so a lot of it was really just opening up to myself to be able to feel energy. And then after that, it's about being able to feel other people's energy and know what's happening and how you're moving it out and even reading it. And it's not just you get done with school and it's over with you. There's all this practice and development and even, getting help from other healers as well to, you know, bring more of the things that I can bring and help to people as well. So it takes a lot, but I just love it.
And you actually like learn from somebody else. They learn from somebody else. It's like handed down, right? The gift. It's almost like going to school. We get better over time, correct?
Yeah, very true. I think the more practice, the better, but it's also the right practice as well. So it's important to get, you know, the trainings that you need and see where you have blind spots that you can fix yourself. Because if we're channeling the energy to heal people and we have our own blocks in the way, that's not allowing as much to go through. So it's your own personal journey that you go through as well that really creates change in other people at a better, faster rate.
I love that. And what level do you work at? Is there the highest order or what for source, God creator, I guess you would say, you know, talk to us about that.
Yeah, so I work specifically for God, source, creator, the universe, whatever word you relate to. But so I channel, I look at everything that exists as unconditional love. So I just channel in to unconditional love as I'm not here to block anything or prevent anything or to force anything. It's really just to heal you where you're at in the moment and to shift out what needs to be shifted. Kind of going back to that concept of an onion where we pull back the layers one layer at a time. So it's real organic and beneficial, but it's created so that it's for your highest and best good.
And let me ask you, we all hear about the universal law that you work with. What exactly is that?
Yeah, so this one is really about, because we're energy and we get in relation to another person, whether that's even on Zoom or you're thinking about another person, is that this law of one is that we still have an individual part of us, so we don't want to cross borders and really take advantage of somebody else's energy, or we really need to know where our energy ends and another person starts. So that's kind of that concept of like, I need to stay in my own lane, my own bubble, and you're there, and we don't cross cords and another cross energy and pull and push other people's energy. So it's very, it's kind of on that unconditional love level.
Wow. Okay. And so how is that different than being empathetic? I mean, talk to us about that.
Yeah. Those that relate or heard the term being empathic or you're an empath, that's really this concept of what I'm talking about, is that when you get into somebody else, when you go out to say the grocery store, for instance, just by you moving around in the grocery store, you're actually not realizing how to use and manage your energy. You're pulling other people's energy. So that's why a lot of people say, well, I have a hard time when I go out, I come home, I'm exhausted, and I feel off and I'm drained, just because of the fact that there's no protection around you. You don't have the energy management skills to be able to, go out, but not be just consuming everybody's energy at that rate that just depletes you.
Wow. Almost like a human vampire, right? People are all around you and you go out in this incredible mood and then you come back exhausted, right? So they've actually sucked you dry. Is that something that's even true?
Yeah, it is, because we're all energy, but we really aren't given the tools to be able to do that. And so it's kind of, it's one of those things where it's just by being in proximity to somebody, it's also too, like, I'm sure you've had this experience as well, right? You meet somebody and you're like, oh, this person's not, they look nice, they dress nice or whatever, but you feel something off, right? So it could be just the energy within them. Maybe they had just walked out from an argument from somewhere, right? So you can sense that. That's kind of the same thing, right? So that if you take on that energy of, somebody being angry, well, that's just going to drain you.
Wow. Very, very interesting. I just want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. One, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we're talking with Daniel Stouther. We're talking about certified life coach, energy healer, intuitive, and visionary, who helps people really awaken in their own skin and really rise up to where they should be in life. And we're talking about really the integrity of a healer. Like, how do we know who we're going to? And so I actually just had my first healing with Daniel, and he kept saying, do you feel anything? And I didn't until it was like a day later. I was like very clear, could get some of my projects done that I was struggling with a little bit. And so that's what you do for so many people, correct?
Yeah, a lot of it is just the stuck energy within you that you're not aware of. And so once that's moved out, then there's more clarity, there's more balance, there's more, connection to, what you're really, we're always connected to our soul, but if there's blocks, then we can't filter that. Everybody has like a soul mission, life purpose, or something that we're real passionate about. That call comes from within, from our spirit. So we want to be able to make that pathway free so that we can really do those, take those action, inspired actions to create results in our life. So that was just a small experience for you. And you're right though, because like I mentioned in energy healing school, I was the same way, where I was working on people and I wasn't really feeling the energy. I was just trusting the process. So a lot of clients that come to me, it's just about, they just trust the process and they know it works because they'll see a result like you did.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So kind of like how what this whole conversation is about, integrity. Would you say integrity is actually a big part of your work? Can you explain a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I mean, there's so much that is shared within a, you know, session per se, right? So just a lot of stuff that you may only really talk to your doctor about if we're doing, you know, a lot of stuff on the actual, you know, physical level of things mm-hmm. that you're having, right? And so there's that, plus the fact that, you know, when I'm doing a session, it's about, you know, making sure that it's for your highest and best good. So I'm not forcing anything. I'm not, you know, creating what would be considered more negative karma, where I'm just going to fix this for you, even though you're not ready to remove it yet. And
right.
then that hurts me, you know. So that means it's all done, you know, above board. It's for everybody's benefit. And then when we're done, I disengage my energy and give your energy back. So there's no, you know, any of this empathic stuff where you feel any resistance, and the session is beneficial for you all the way around.
I love that. I love that. And so I know, gosh, I could talk to you forever because there's so many things that we could talk about. I know that you have actually some gifts for my clients and my listeners out there. How do they get this? And it's such a huge thing. I would definitely recommend everybody to do this.
Yeah, I really like to give everybody an opportunity just because of unconditional love. You know, I love to share. So for the first people, if they want to go to my website, it's DanielStather.com. So that's DanielStather.com. And you just go to the contact tab on the upper right, and then you could just schedule a session with me. That way you can have a free session. So for the first three people, that, you know, just schedule time and let it be easy and enjoy it. It can only help. That's the benefit.
Yeah. And you know what I want to ask you is, for our listeners that are just, you know, going, okay, I'm a little nervous, because I totally get that. I've been the same way. What type of clients do you usually attract? And, you know, who is this perfect for?
Yeah, I think that a lot of people, you know, the best way is when I go through my own journey and really experience things, because I know, like, how you would say, like, well, there's codes and different things of retracing back that experience of how to unwind that energy. So for me, I was in a place where, you know, I felt trapped. I didn't know what my calling was, or where, you know, what I wanted to do in life that would really bring me joy and fulfillment. That was part of my soul. There was, you know, there was a lot of procrastination. There was a lot of, you know, just the not having clarity of like what the best step is for me. And then, of course, you know, life gets crazy because we keep attracting these things we don't want because we're not really focusing on energy. So it's about really having, you know, a clear path. So if somebody's in that place of, well, I'm not really sure and I don't know what the next step is, and you know, I keep reliving the past, that type of thing. So it's really, if you want to get to the next level and really step into your greatness and find a purpose, your purpose, and open up your gifts to being able to have more clarity and understanding and a vision for your future, then I can help you out there.
You're the guy, right? And you know, the last thing I really want to say is, you know, the whole time I was working with you, I was like, let it be easy. Let it just be easy. You don't want, you know, it's almost like a relationship. You want it to just flow and just let life be easy. Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's meant to be. I was part of an energy success group for a while, and the big concept there was enjoy the journey, right? Because so many people take this so seriously. So when you enjoy the journey and you let it be easy, what that really means is about coming into your center so that you can find the answers, whether that's, you know, through that gut or your sixth sense or your intuition. And that's what I can help open up, right? Because in this way, you really have that gauge you can go to and say, is this right for me? Yes or no. Right. And then, because that's how I operate, right? I just go within, ask the question. If it's yes, then I go for it. And I don't need to know the how. I just do it and it all works out. So
I love it. I love it.
That's clarity and power right there, right?
There you go. Again, DanielStather.com. Definitely go to his website, get this for yourself and do it today and let it be easy. So again, thank you so much, Daniel. Please share our show with everyone. Download our podcast, and I look forward to your next time coming on.
Well, thanks, Kim.
You got
it. Enjoy the show. Take care.
You got it. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. Stay with us. I've got some more incredible guests, and again, we'll be right back.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly. 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to TNTAMS.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime member fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at
eWomenNetwork/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork/chapters/Calabasas-665.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. This is one of my favorite events that have come back. And of course, we're inviting you all to it. It's the Wine and Beer Festival that is happening Saturday, August 19th, 5 to 9. And it is at the beautiful Hyatt Regency in Westlake. And today, and actually in the past years, we have Susan Murata. She is joining us. She was the chair of Rotarian and past Rotarian president, and she's going to share a little bit about why you should be there and, of course, what a great event and who it goes to help. And Susan, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Good morning, Kim. Thanks so much for having me back again this year.
You're welcome. This is, I love when it becomes a, you know, a yearly thing, right, that I get my guests back and kind of check in and see what's going on. So this has been, you guys actually, you moved it in because we've been having so much hot weather lately, correct?
Exactly. We've had it outdoors the last couple of years. It's lovely to be outdoors at the Hyatt, but it is so hot. I was over there the other day and it was only 88 degrees and it was just miserable. So we moved it back indoors and so there'll be plenty of air conditioning.
There you go. I love it. Yeah. And so let me ask you, first of all, what are we going to find? And let's invite all of our listeners there. This is going to be, I've been going to this forever. And not only is it fun and great food and great, alcohol and all that good stuff, right? But it's for a great cause.
Yeah, it sure is. As you know, the major beneficiary is Special Olympics. And we have donated over $580,000 to Special Olympics thanks to this event. So we want to raise a ton more, get over that $600,000 level, and we do hope everybody comes out. It's a great event. We left the ticket price at $95. It's the best deal in town. We have 13 wineries coming, 4 breweries. We have Frida's Pizza from Camarillo, Butterfly Brittles, and the Hyatt is doing an amazing spread of a carving station and a pasta station and all kind of yummy appetizers. We've got a guitarist that plays soft rock. It's going to be wonderful.
I love it. And it's really upscale. It's really, they do a beautiful job. What I really want to know, Susan, because this is really, you know, I always say it's like a win-win. Not only do you get to go have fun, but your money goes towards something. And I love where you guys take this. So share. The Rotarians do such a great job.
Yes, it's our Thousand Oaks Rotary Foundation, and 100% of the net proceeds goes to Special Olympics and to scholarships for deserving high school and junior college students to help them further their education. 100% of the net proceeds will go directly to these two causes. So we really need people to come out and support this event. We have wonderful silent auction items. We have some amazing trips and condos and just incredible wines that people can bid on and take home. We really hope everybody comes out and supports us this year.
That's great. That's great. How do my listeners get tickets and where can they find out more information about all of this?
Our website, I mean, they can Google Thousand Oaks Rotary Wine Festival, but that's basically our website address is Thousand Oaks Rotary Wine Festival. .com. They can see all the vendors that are coming. They can buy tickets. They can learn more about what we're doing. Our auction website is online. They can also go to 32auctions.com/TORF.
Okay, we'll put that in our newsletter and for our listeners. If you're driving, please don't try to write that down.
Absolutely.
You know what? Just text me if you are interested because there's so many wonderful things that you could be bidding on. And you can bid on them right now, correct?
Absolutely. We're live.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Yeah, they can get that link from the web from our Thousand Oaks Rotary Wine Festival website.
Okay. Give that out one more time, too, please.
It's ThousandOaksRotaryWineFestival.com.
Okay, wonderful. I love that. And so it's just going to be a really elegant night of, you know, meeting and greeting and having incredible time with all the vendors that are a part of this beautiful night, correct?
Yeah, we encourage people, we call it, summer dressy, but summer, you know, we just want people to be comfortable.
Yeah.
But we are at the Hyatt. It's a beautiful venue. We have very upscale, wonderful wineries that are attending. Meisel Estates is out on Potrero Road. They're new this year. We've got Mystic Hills coming back, Navarro, Opolo, Eberle, these wonderful wineries. So we really want people to come out and sample these wines. They're incredible wines. They're luscious. And like you said, high-end, fabulous wines. So we want them to come out. We have 4 breweries that are serving, their craft beer. We have Tarantula Hill, Petals and Pints, 14 Cannons, Institution Ale. So there's something for everybody. And
I love it.
Yummy appetizers.
You got it. I love that. Well, again, Susan, always a pleasure. I can't wait to be there and to be a part of this. And thank you so much for coming on again this year and sharing all the great things that you guys do. And so, again, and I love your group. I've actually sat in on a couple of groups, but I love your group. The other ones are amazing, too. But again, we will be there, and please, for our listeners, definitely check this out, and I hope to see everybody out there. Thank you, Susan. Please share
Thanks
our show
for
with
having
everyone
me.
And download our podcast.
Looking forward to seeing you, Kim. Thank you.
You got it. Thank you, Susan. All right, we are going to just move on to our next guest, and that is Sandra Bryant. She has served the center for 40 years. She's retiring on September 29th, and the center is of All People's Community Center. It's APCC, and on August 11th at, All the People's Community Center launches $500,000 Legacy Fund to honor retiring executive director. And we're going to talk a little bit about this. It's so interesting to me of actually how long ago Sandra started this and exactly what she does. Sandra, welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. I've been excited to speak with you.
Yeah, me too. 40 years. That's just like incredible. What holds you, and first of all, I was reading through a lot of your stuff. When did you start this organization, this foundation?
Well, actually, I did not start the organization. We are 81 years old.
Oh, okay.
So I have been here three quarters of the time, but I did not start it.
So you were only 2 years old. Okay, that's where I read that, right? That all people, when you were 2 years old, they started this, right? That's the story, correct?
Right before.
They started. I'm not going to give off your age right there. So.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I'm proud. I'm proud to still be here on this earth. So it's okay.
You
I don't mind about my
right.
age.
I love that. Yeah. So let's just talk about this. Who and what area does All People serve? And let's move backwards. When did it actually begin?
Okay. So we're located in South Central Los Angeles, and we are the northern part of South Central LA, close to downtown Los Angeles. And it started actually in 1942. It was a church, a mission church, and for the Japanese Americans. And when they were interred in camp, it left a vacant building. And so the church, the Christian church, decided they still wanted to have a presence and sent Dan Jinong and his wife Frances. And as they started going door to door talking to the women who were left because the men were away fighting in the war, they found out, the women said, we need childcare and we need a place for our youth. And that is how the center began serving those needs, starting out with a cooperative daycare, with youth programs. And so in 1942, I wasn't born yet.
Your mother was a part of this too, correct?
Yes, she was. When I was 2 years old, we lived two blocks away from the community center, and my parents needed childcare because both of them were working to support the family. And so that's when they found out about the daycare, and they brought me here when I was two. And so that's kind of that beginning.
That's
for
where
me.
I got that 2 years old. Okay.
That
okay,
is where
that.
The two
okay.
years old.
Thank
yes.
you for clarifying that. And who was the executive director then?
At that time, Tom Norwood was the executive director. He was the first executive director because up until 1966, the pastor of the church was also administrator of the community center.
Mm-hmm. So he definitely had a vision.
Yes. Yes.
Love that. Yeah.
Yes, he did.
So how long have you served as the executive director at All People? I mean,
You are correct. I have served as executive director for 40 years, right?
Okay.
If you take my time as an adolescent, because I grew up in the community center, I have been here like 65 years. How's that?
Wow, that's beautiful. What a dedication. And, you know, that's, you never gave up. You saw the vision too. I mean, how wonderful to put people in place that have this vision to keep things going on. Really, that's what foundations and organizations really need. Do you agree?
Yes. Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. And, you know, it's easy for me because I have personal experience. I've benefited from what the community center had to offer to me and my family. And so for me, this last 40 years has been a calling to pay it forward, to pay it back so that other people have that same opportunity.
And also, Sandra, your mother actually worked there too. What did she do?
So my mom started out volunteering for various activities and events as we were growing up here. And then a position became open for secretary. So she was hired as the secretary. And then from there, she promoted to a family worker. Because even at home, before she started working here, my mom was the kind of person who anybody that needed help in the community, she would assist them. She would, you know, if they needed additional food, if someone needed a place to stay, she was always doing that. And so she was a family worker. And then she moved into the position of retired senior and volunteer director. And she worked here for 22 and a half years. So the last 17 years, she was working primarily with the senior citizens.
That's beautiful. So I understand that there's specific things that is known for All People. What are some of those things? Yeah, that we can share and really address that you've helped so many local families.
So one issue is food insecurity. It's no surprise that we live in a food desert, and so we have our food program that we have been running since 1989. And so families, and these are all families that are living at the poverty level, are able to come in. Prior to COVID, it was on a monthly basis. But once COVID happened, we were able to get resources so that families can come in weekly and they receive fresh fruit and produce. Sometimes we have meat products. We have canned good items for them, essentially to be able to help our families to stretch their resources. And so even after COVID has ended with inflation, we still continue to have them come in on a weekly basis because, you know yourself, food prices are ridiculous. So, you know, it's really difficult even if you have resources, but when you have limited resources, it's even more desperate. We also, as part of that food program, we have a senior food delivery program because we know that many of our elderly cannot get out, and this was particularly true during COVID. And so we will deliver within a 5-mile radius to individuals that are 55 years or older or have a disability. We do that twice a month for them.
That's beautiful.
And we also have a community farm where we have 22 beds. One is designated for youth, but the others are family beds. And so families are able to grow their own produce. They're able to share with one another. We have workshops, cooking classes. Again, it's a great community building environment with our farm.
That's beautiful. I also saw you have like education and financial literacy and domestic violence. Talk to us about those.
Yeah. So with our, we are really big on education, both formal and informal. We have a comprehensive after school program where the students are coming in every day after school, receive homework assistance as well as enrichment activities. We have on-site tutoring as well as virtual tutoring, and we have a special program under our Family Source Center called College Corner, and this is where we are supporting young people with going to college, preparing them for college, helping them complete their application forms, helping them fill out the financial aid application. We have college tours, and our college tours are not only for young people, but they are also for their parents, because many of our students are first generation. And we feel that in order to support their college experience, it's important for their parents to see the campus, to be able to ask questions, to understand this is where my child is going to be for the next 2 years or for the next 4 years, depending on where they're going.
Right.
And we have some scholarship programs with that. And then in terms of financial literacy, we again feel that that is really important for our community to understand finances. So we have financial literacy workshops. We have financial literacy coaching. And we started a new project, because this is just not for adults, again, but also for our young people. We have a savings program that we piloted last year, where the young people, they save from $1 to $5 a week. And then each week they receive 45 minutes of financial literacy. At the
That's really interesting to me, because I think that we don't really learn that in school. And that is probably like the, you know, it's almost along with parenting. We don't learn parenting in school, which is like, it just doesn't make sense. So I love that, you know, you teach people how to use money. Money is the transportation to everything in life. And so,
So again, and with the savings program that we're able with one of our sponsors, the young people at the end of the 20 weeks, we match their savings 2 to 1. So that, that is part of the incentive. And on the day that we, you know, provide them with their savings and with their match, you should just see them talking about what they're going to do. We had an occasion where during Christmas time, right before Christmas, was when the one group received their funds, and the first of the year, the mom came in and she was showing off her bracelet that her child had brought her for Christmas.
How beautiful. So, Sandra, I know that this is all amazing, and you guys have done an incredible job. I know that you, your board of directors has announced a legacy fund in your honor. Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
Is the goal, and how can my listeners find out more about that?
So the goal is to raise $500,000 as part of the Legacy Fund. Listeners can go to our website, which is allpeoplescc.org. And there they can go to, they'll see Sandra Bryant Legacy Fund. And again, what I would like to leave behind, as I mentioned, is to be able to have a community center that continues to support individuals who live here and our dreams. And so that's why we're raising this money, to continue the support of the community center. We're 81 years old, and I want to double that, right? Even though I'm not going to be here.
It doesn't matter. You definitely are leaving a legacy. I love that. And, you know, I mean, it's been a pleasure just hearing you and talking to you and, you know, learning about your input on this beautiful community that you have. And do you have anything exciting that's your retirement that you're planning for really quick?
Yes. My husband and I are going to travel. We've already planned a trip to the Bahamas in December.
Wow.
And I have three grandchildren and one great-grand, so I'm excited to be able to spend some time with them. But I'm just looking forward to connecting with family and friends again and just celebrating life.
Well, thank you so much again for sharing here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And for any of our listeners, this will be in our newsletter. But, of course, Sandra Bryant of All People's Community Center, I wish you lots of luck and lots of love and enjoyment for what you've already doing and what you're going to be doing.
Well, thank you, Kim. I appreciate it. And I did have a chance to check out some of your podcasts. So thank you for the work that you're doing.
You're so
welcome. It's a
welcome.
Good thing.
Well, thank you. And please share anybody that you think would be a great guest for us to have on our show. We always are looking for the brighter side of life. That's what it's all about. So,
yes. All right. Have a good one.
Thank you so much. All right. Take care. All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. We are going to actually bring our next guest on. And, of course, that is Chef Alberto Lopez. He is the head chef of Black Angus Steakhouse right there in Ventura location. And he is a father of two, and he loves his favorite Black Angus Steakhouse meal. I'm excited to talk a little bit about this because it's his ribeye steak with sauteed mushrooms and jalapeno butter, mashed potatoes, and corn. Couldn't get any better than that. But that might not be his go-to during Friday's competition, which he will be at this competition, as he chooses a steak of choice to make a flawless dish to compete against the 2023 champion. Well, actually, the 2022 champion, so that he becomes the 2023. And we're talking about the grill-off. And let's bring Alberto on. Alberto, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
Good, good, good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And, of course, that's happening today, Friday, right? August 11th at the Ventura County Fair, correct?
That is correct. We're going to have
a
lot of fun there.
How fun is that? And now, how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for over 25 years.
Really? And how long have you been doing the grill-off?
The grill-off, this is going to be my first one, and I'm pretty excited.
Okay. Uh-oh, they better watch out, right?
Yep.
I love it. So who's your like, mentor? How did you learn how to cook and grill?
I started working at the Black Angus in Bakersfield, and I just say, like, you know what? I love this. I started doing it, and then it's fun. I love it. I have a lot of passion for this.
Mm.
And now here I am.
I love it. So talk to everybody. Share, what is the grill-off, first of all?
The grill-off is an annual event hosted by Black Angus Steakhouse, where two competitors for the grill master had 30 minutes to complete a signature dish featuring choice of Black Angus Steakhouse. 21 days aged, fresh butcher cut steak and paired with a specialty cocktail. Our finished dish will be evaluated by a panel of those qualified judges in front of a live audience.
I love it. And so, where in the fair do people go to watch this? First of all, where is it exactly?
It will be
today. Are you
today,
up on stage?
I'm sorry?
Are you on stage?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And so, I don't want to give away any of your secrets, but do you have a secret that you're going to be using?
I have an idea, but if you want to see what I decide to choose, man, come to the Ventura County Fair. Our grill-off competition will be 3 to 5 p.m. It will be at the children's adult area located near to the main entrance.
Oh, okay, perfect. And who will you be competing against? Let's talk about that.
That's a good one. I was competing with against regional champion Black English Day House culinary director chef Fernando Garcia, who trained all the Black English chefs how to cook our steaks, and it is a little. I'm a little intimidated. A little bit.
No. I love it. But let me ask you, so it's from, it's one Black Angus to another?
Yes.
Oh, so is this something that only Black Angus does?
Yes. This is the only thing that we did.
Oh, but that's kind of cool. So do you guys in-house, do you have these competitions and you go all over to... have people, you know, see what great food you guys cook?
Absolutely.
Oh, I love that. I love it. So let me ask you this. What is Black Angus' signature steak?
It'll be the ribeye.
Okay. And what about the side dish?
Side dish? You can try the mashed potatoes with broccoli. It has a lot of flavor on it.
Oh, and it's the broccoli's in it?
Yes.
Oh, that's a whole nother twist. I love that. Okay. Okay, perfect. And, okay, so let me ask you, what did he win the last year? And what do you have the chance to win?
I get the chance to win. I want to say I might win, but there's chances that I can win. There's chances.
There's chances that you could win?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, what do you win?
There's going to be a trophy, I believe.
There's going to be a what?
A trophy.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. And so is it just that you and another Garcia that is competing against each other, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and is it the whole meal that you're going to be doing?
It is going to be the whole meal.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Okay. I got to be there for sure.
You need to be there.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. Okay. And maybe you can kind of give some tips to our listeners. Obviously, we need to go to Black Angus to have this incredible meal. But how do you switch up meals and add a little spice or a little, you know, kind of something special to each meal?
It's pretty simple. We just use salt and pepper for all steaks, which gives a lot of flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay. I'm sorry?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, we just use salt and pepper for all the steaks, and then we have a lot of side dishes that you can choose, which is,
okay,
could be mashed potatoes, rice, broccoli, green beans, or corn potato, or mac and cheese, which goes along with all this steak.
Okay, and what is Black Angus like? What, obviously they're ribeyes, steaks, but are you making sautéed mushrooms and jalapeno butter? Talk about that.
That one is a secret. If you wanna see it, you need to come to the fair. And
okay, but is that like your signature? That's your favorite meal?
Oh, my favorite meal is the ribeye. It's the ribeye. I always order that ribeye. Always.
Yeah. And why is ribeye so much better than other steaks? Because I know my husband always orders those too, because
the
they
ribeye
have the flavor, right?
Yes. The flavor, the marble has the steak. It's just, you should try it and you will be like, wow, he was right.
Yeah, it's the best, right? So let me ask you a question. You've been working at Black Angus for how long did you say?
25 years.
Okay. How did you know that you wanted to get into cooking?
I always had this passion of cooking. And when I got the opportunity, I'm just like, you know what? This is what I want to do. And now I'm here and I just love it. Black Angus has a lot of great, great, great steaks.
Right. And when you go home at night, do you cook at home too?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Okay.
But most of the time, I'm just cooking at home at Black Angus.
Okay. That's your place to cook. Okay. So, again, I want to invite everybody to the Ventura Fair, correct? If
that
they
is correct.
Can't go there, how do they find you and how do they find your store so that we can, your restaurant, so that we can taste your beautiful food. Because you know what? There's something about people that are passionate and love what they do. There's just something. They do like this amazing job that's a little bit more passionate. Do you agree?
Yeah. Yeah, we're located on Telephone Road. Telephone Road and Main Street. And then today we're going to be at the fairground, 3 to 5.
Okay, 3 to 5. Yep. Okay, perfect. And how long has this been going on for? Like, have they been doing this for a while at the fairground?
This is going to be the first time in the fairground. I think eventually it's going to be happening in some other restaurants, I believe.
Wow. Okay. Okay, perfect. And what would you recommend to other chefs out there, whether that's their job or just their passion for cooking? Is there one or a couple ingredients that people really need?
We have our Black Angus. In Black Angus, we have everything that you need.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
Or ginger or salt and pepper for all the steaks will give a lot of flavor.
Okay. Okay. Very cool. Well, again, Chef Alberto Lopez, I wish you lots of luck. I can't wait to come see you. And you're going to be doing the Grill Off Champion. We're going to hope that you are the champion. But, of course, you're going to go against Chef Fernando Garcia. And best of luck.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. You said,
I got that one.
What do you? Are you confident you're gonna win?
I feel confident. I think I'm gonna win. I want to win.
Okay.
I'm gonna win.
Okay, good. This is your year. I love it. Go in there, okay. Visualize it, and make sure that you've got you got this.
Yes.
I love it. All right. Well, again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll have to check back with you afterwards. Have you back on and see how it went. And is there anything that could go wrong with cooking a steak other than overcooking it, correct?
Yeah, that's the only thing, but I have a lot of experience in that one, so I should be okay.
You should be good. Okay, cool. All right. Well, again, thank you so much for joining us. And again, for our listeners out there, we're talking with Alberto Lopez. He's the head chef at Black Angus Steakhouse in Ventura. Definitely pop your head in there and go and check out your specialties there. And you've actually been there 25 years. I think that you probably got this nailed.
Yes.
All right. Perfect. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. I'll see you guys tonight.
You got it. Take care. All right. We had a great show. And again, I thank you so much for joining us. Of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Kindness is a ripple that can create waves of change in the world. Be that change you wish to see. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com. We'll be right back.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to TNTAMS.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.